Well, hello and welcome to a look at betting on three events this week. We'll be taking a look at the Houston Open on the PGA Tour, a rescheduled Houston Open. We'll also take a look at the Bridgestone Open on the Japan Tour. We don't often look at events on the Japan Tour, but there is betting available this week on the Bridgestone Open. And on the European Tour, they're playing in Rome this week, the Italian Open, a fairly lucrative event as well, and it's attracted a very good field also. Looking back at last week, we went pretty close with Patrick Cantlay. I thought we were home there. He was at $11 at the start of the week. I thought he was a good chance, given his record at that particular tournament in Las Vegas. And John Rahm was one of our selections in the Spanish Open, but no accolades for that because he was just at $4. But for those of you that were prepared to take those short odds, you did very well for a man that eventually won the tournament by 5 shots. So why don't we start at the Houston Open, being played in Humberland, Texas, a new date, as I said earlier, normally in April before the Masters, this event, but they've rescheduled it now until this time of the year. It's been played at the Golf Club of Houston, where it's been played for the last few years. Henrik Stenson will probably start the favourite. He's been 6th and 2nd in this event in the last 3 years, and two of those last 3 years he's been 6th and 2nd, that is. He's had injury issues for some of this year, but he's still played well when he has played. He's been very consistent. And I think at $10, he will start as the favourite this week. Russell Henley is one that might be worth a bit of a look at longer or slightly longer odds, $21. The last few weeks, he's been making cuts once again. He's got a great record here. He won in 2017. He's had 4 other top 10s and a total of 6 starts in the event. He'll be first off on Thursday. I just noticed in the tee times that he'll be first off on Thursday. So that may give him an early advantage on Thursday morning, Russell Henley, and he's at $21. Daniel Berger seems to be making a lot more cuts of late without contending, admittedly, but he was better last week and enjoys a very good record here. He's been twice 5th in 4 starts at the Golf Club of Houston as Daniel Berger. So with that improved form of late and a reasonably good record over this layout, at $21, Daniel Berger probably suggests that he might be at pretty good odds. And a couple of longer odds, Cameron Tringale, the American golfer, has played this event well earlier in his career. His recent form has certainly been improving, has Cameron Tringale. And I kind of like his chances this week if you're looking for a player at longer odds at $51. And the other player that might be worth considering this week is the Australian golfer Matt Jones, who did win this event when it first moved to the Golf Club of Houston a few years ago. He started to play quite well of late as Matt Jones. He's at reasonably good odds, Matt Jones. He's at $41 and as a previous winner of the event. Admittedly, he hasn't played particularly well at this venue since. But his recent form shows some nice glimpses of him doing pretty well. So Matt Jones at $41, I think is well worth consideration. So let's run through those players again. Henrik Stenson at $10, Russell Henley at $21, Daniel Berger at $21, Matt Jones at $41, and Cameron Tringale at $51. That's at the Houston Open, being played just outside of, just in Humberland, Texas, which is essentially a suburb of Houston. We'll go across to the Italian Open. As I said earlier, it's a new venue. It's worth $7 million US dollars. It's one of the lucrative end of season events on the European Tour. It's the first time the event's been played here since 2002, and interestingly enough, the player who won it back then was none other than Ian Poulter. So 17 years ago, Ian Poulter won this event. And funnily enough, he's at reasonably good odds this week. And I think, given the fact that he's been playing against stronger fields of late, although this is a pretty good field, I've got to say, and that he hasn't played for a while, a fact that he might have been defending in Houston, where he won that tournament, the Houston Open, 18 months ago, the fact that he's here suggests that he feels he's got a good chance of doing well. So I quite like Ian Poulter's chances at $41. I think he's been playing well enough, or okay, against those stronger fields in the United States of late. So I think he's got a reasonably good chance at $41. Paul Casey will start probably as the favourite. He's been so consistent in recent months. It's the first time that he's played this event, interestingly enough, Paul Casey. He's at $11. Justin Rose is at $12. You can't dismiss his chances because of the fact that he is Justin Rose. Danny Willett's playing nicely again. He did win the BMW PGA Championship just a few weeks ago just outside of London at the Wentworth Golf Club. He's at $26. Francesco Molinari's at $15. He's played okay of late. He was 23rd at the Safeway. He's not as sharp as he was last year when he had that tremendous run through the middle of the year. But he's, as I said, 23rd at the Safeway. He was 14th at the BMW PGA Championship. He's been 2nd, 6th and 1st in his last three times to this event. But that was at a different venue, admittedly. But obviously he's going to be inspired by the Italian crowds, is Francesco Molinari. I might have overlooked Matthew Fitzpatrick there also, who's been very consistent. Missed two cuts all year, has Matthew Fitzpatrick. Several good finishes in this event, although obviously not at this venue. He's at $21. Of the Australians, as I said, Scrivener at $3. Herbert, to be the leading Australian, this is. And Scrivener played a pretty good tournament last week in Spain where he finished inside the top 10. Herbert's at $3. Hend at $4.50. And the other two Australians in the tournament, Wade Ormsby and Sam Brazel, there at the Italian Open. So quickly through those leading players again. Ian Poulter at $41, Matthew Fitzpatrick at $21, Paul Casey at $11, Justin Rose at $12, Francesco Molinari at $15, and Danny Willett at $26. Those players that I think are worth keeping an eye on. We'll take a look at an event on the Japan Tour, the Bridgestone Open, a traditional event on the Japan Tour. It's been around on their schedule for many, many years. It's really a bit hard to go past the defending champion here, Shugo Imihira, who's in such outstanding form this season on the Japan Tour. He's at $6, admittedly, so pretty low odds, but he was third in 2017 when it was reduced to 36 holes, admittedly. But given the fact that he's been third and a winner here in his last two starts, and he's playing so beautifully this season as Imihira, then at $6, they might be short odds, but I think he's going to be a real chance to win again. Ryo Ishikawa is at $13. He was fourth in the event last year. He's won two times on the Japan Tour this season and has generally been pretty consistent. And Yuta Akita, a two-time winner of this event a few years ago, not all that great of that of late, is his form, but he hasn't been all that bad either, so he's at $21. So we will try and keep it to just a few players there. Shugo Imihira at $6, Ryo Ishikawa at $13, and Yuta Akita at $21 for the Bridgestone Open being played on the Japan Tour, which gets underway on Thursday, Japan time. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.